This is Mile High.
Do I want to tell the story or do I want to show the message?
You've got a lot of work to do between Mile High.
The time has come where we can know.
We have a responsibility, an ethical and moral responsibility.
We have to do it better in order to move people along.
Up, down, inside out.
If you get your mind right,
it is not. It is a receiver of thought.
Because love is my first technique.
It's now time for the show.
Welcome to the Mile High Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Daniel Knowles, coming to you from an altitude of 5,280 feet. And if you're enjoying this podcast on whatever channel you are listening to it, we encourage you to subscribe, hit the subscribe button, and share it, whether it be on YouTube or Stitcher or on iTunes or whatever channel you're using. Subscribe and share. We want more people to get tuned in to quality tick conversations. And today is going to be an outstanding chiropractic conversation that I have been thrilled and looking forward to having for a while. We're going to get to talk chiropractic with Aura Tovar, and she is one of the people that I really am a true fan of and love seeing her at events, love seeing all the stuff that she shares. And I will say this and we'll qualify it. We love seeing her get naked too, because she does a Get Naked series, and she served as a family chiropractor at Dynamic Chiropractic Center for 20 years. She graduated around the same time that I did from life. She's the vice president of Cairo Mission, and she does incredible work around the world in terms of mission trips and just does so many great things. So we are glad to have Dr. Aura Tovar with us on the Mile High Podcast. Welcome.
Oh, thank you for having me. Yes, it's been a long time coming, and I know I had you on my podcast, and it's just so much fun to talk to you. So inspiring. So I am glad to be of service. Yes, let's have some TikTok.
Yes, let's do that. And first of all, let's talk about briefly how you found your way into chiropractic and how you got inspired in chiropractic.
Well, I think I just kind of tripped on chiropractic, but chiropractic saved my life. And I know it's not uncommon for chiropractors to say that, but I was just looking for a part-time job when I was in college. And I remember finding it on the billboard of the college and just calling, and I'm going to three different interviews to get this part-time job, $5 an hour, you know, and I got the job, I got it, and it was mandatory for us working there to get our spines checked, because when we were clear and connected, we were going to work more efficiently for the doctor. I bought into it. I needed my part-time job. It didn't matter. This all sounded great. I started getting adjusted. And it was, I never forget this, we had three different training sessions every week. So, I mean, this philosophy was ingrained in our souls really early on. However, what the doctor didn't know is that I had been suffering of migraines and constipation since I was 10 years old. So I had been, and I was used to taking Bayer aspirin almost every week because I had a migraine 3 days out of every week. I would wake up with it, go to sleep with it. I would go to the bathroom once a week, and I thought that was normal. Number two, once a week. So obviously my body was not well. So within 2 months of working for that chiropractor, I started getting adjusted. I ended up in the hospital, actually, with very yellow, with a condition. And they couldn't figure it out. I had fever. I had jaundice. And they're like, okay, she has a liver condition. Her liver is not producing the enzymes necessary for her to function. So I saw three different internists before they let me out of the hospital. And they said I had to take medications for the rest of my life, for my liver, for my kidneys to take all the medications, for my stomach, for me going to the bathroom, and for my migraine, something more severe. So at this point, I just knew that I knew that I knew that this didn't make sense. I was 18 years old. And I was leaving these doctor's offices having to take 5 medications forever. No prognosis of ever getting better. They were like, start taking this and we will see. And I was like, this doesn't make sense. I remember going with my mother. I was 18 years old. And I was a rebel kid, and so I cursed at one of those doctors, you know, I'm not proud to say. And I left and I said, I'm not going to take any of this stuff because this is just doesn't make sense. By that time, I go back to a chiropractor. I miss a week and a half of work. I got fired because I was in the, I missed a week and a half of work. I'm still great friends with this chiropractor, and Dr. Ben Lerner was interning at the same office. So this is all good, but I am allowed to say, yes, I lost my job, but I decided that I needed another job at a chiropractor's office because as a student, I couldn't afford the care. So I needed to keep getting adjusted. So I went and looked for another chiropractor's office job. I got hired and I kept doing this until I decided to go to chiropractic school. But it took a year of me to be under chiropractic care for my jaundice to fully go, for my body to regulate, for me to start going to the bathroom 3 times a day, which became really annoying, actually. I couldn't go on a date. But it just everything, and the migraines started subsiding. My body, I was already in chiropractic school by the time everything started regulating. And then I had to do a cleanse of my organs because I was toxic. Even though I stopped taking medications when I left that hospital, I never took even the bare aspirin. So chiropractic saved me. I know for a fact that if I wouldn't have been working at that chiropractor's office and I wouldn't known what I know and I would have taken that route, I know for a fact I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't have my beautiful children. I wouldn't been in practice for 20 years and I wouldn't be speaking to you right now. So thank you, chiropractic. You saved my life.
And that's the message we want people to embrace, that chiropractic care is more than taking care of bones and joints, right? It's really realigning a life. And you're doing that through the spine and nerve system. And it is life changing on so many levels. And there's so many experiences of that, that so many of us have. And you shared with me just before we got on the recording that your favorite quote is to let go and let God. And it seems like this entwines with that.
Yes, for sure, for sure. I just know there is a bigger purpose, a bigger power. I am a very faithful believer that God made this amazing body, that he makes it all happen, and we just need to listen and do it justice. But when we really release and let go and we just let it happen, it always does. But we get hung up to our expectations, to our judgments, to all these things that block us, that blind us, and don't let us see the beauty that it is always there. That God put right in front of us, that God has it every single beginning of the day and every single end of the day. So I believe tremendously letting go, just let it go and let God do his thing because he would always come true. It might not be in your timetable. It might not be how you want it. It might not be exactly the same color, but trust me, it will be colorful if you just release it.
And I think it's a big part of healing overall, and healing in a much bigger sense. Uh-huh. Healing is not a condition. It's every aspect of your being and your life. That a big part of healing is trusting life, you know, just having trust. The more trust you can have in your body, the more trust you can have in the process of life, you know, the more healing you experience, the more wholeness and community you experience. Now, I want to ask you about this podcast you do, okay? Which is the Get Naked podcast. So first of all, does anybody actually get naked on the podcast?
Well, apparently last week I had a guest come on and him and his wife, they were just amazing. They showed up naked.
Oh, really?
Yes. And it was fantastic. And I'm supposed to be making it a precedent that everybody should show up naked. And I moved into the house and I have this big, huge tub that is beautiful and I enjoy bathtubs there. But now I think I'm going to start doing my naked podcast from the bathtub. I just think it gets us all even more clear because laughter and makes us release and get our guards down and our ego tends to go down so we can really get naked and raw on what's real in life and what matters. So well, yeah, the Get Naked is just about real TikTok. We've talked about that.
We've got to do a Facebook Live, and we talked about doing a Facebook Live from the hot tub, from the Mile High hot tub, and we could do one from the Mile High hot tub and the Get Naked tub at the same time. That would be a great, I'm sure that would get lots of views. We should do that.
We should definitely do that. I sometimes feel that, you know, obviously a lot of people ask me, what is it to get naked? Are you going to lose your clothes? I'm like, listen, I have no issues with nudity. So those people that know me, I have no issues. But no, this is not a porn site or anything. It's about releasing, stripping down all those layers that weigh us down, that don't let us see our light, that don't let us take the risk and the steps necessary to shine our light upon the world and give our gifts that we all have. And we sometimes put too many titles and too much weight upon us. And we don't let that beauty, we don't let go enough so God can do his work through us and be a blessing to others. So yes, Get Naked is all about release, about bearing it all, about being raw and real and vulnerable. This is life. Just today, setting this up, we're like, let it live, let it flow, right? Because we had some setbacks, but we're here and we're having to talk because our mission and our purpose is bigger than our schedule.
And that's one of, as you know, I teach network. It's one of the many things I do. And EpiEnergetics is the organization that runs the network programs. Its network is a division of EpiEnergetics. And their tagline goes right along with your philosophy and your values. Their tagline is raw, real, and beautiful. That when you're raw and real, that's where beauty lies, right? Instead of all the pretenses that we have.
Yeah, it's so true. And I think I told you at a seminar that I think network is just the coolest thing ever. I just, I wish I had, that's me getting naked right here. Just get the balls to just start doing something so drastically different than what I'm used to in my practice that has been settled, you know, and this for 20 years. But I think it's just amazing. Now that you said it, raw, real, and beautiful. That's it. That's it. Yep.
Isn't that amazing?
I didn't know that, so forgive my ignorance. I think that is it, and that's what life is, period. And isn't that the expression of life? Isn't that what we do with every chiropractic adjustment? It's just expressing life.
Right. And isn't chiropractic the original authentic healing art, right? It's about authenticity, which is raw and real, rather than all kinds of things that are maybe masking your health, which are not real, right? And are not the raw thing in terms of healing, and is really, you know, can be kind of ugly at times, right? Instead, because it's not true, it's not truth, and it's not trusting life. So, and not that those things aren't necessary at times, right? The more that we can be raw and real, there's more beauty in our life. So, and talking about that, you have some other naked events that I want to talk about in just a minute. However, Mile High, I didn't mention it, August 15th to 18th, everybody listening to the podcast, you better have it nailed down in your calendar. Rates are rising at this point every single month. So every month you do not register for Mile High, you are costing yourself money. So go to riseuptomilehigh.com and you can use the Mile High, the podcast, code MH podcast, and you'll save $50 on registration. But every month you don't register, you're losing money. You don't want to pay the full rate to be there because you know you want to be there. I know Aura wants to be there, and she's scheduled her Cairo mission trip to be the week before.
So I did.
To be there, like share this podcast and say, go Aura, be at Mile High.
Yes, cheer me on. It sounds like a terrific event. And count me in. Just say it. Just put it out there in the universe. I will release it and let God do the rest. So it is. It is. I think what you're doing is so amazing, and I just saw the speakers too. They're great. I would love to do a Get Naked whole series for the CAs too. So that is available and ready. Also, whenever I offer my services, because I think the more we can clear even our front staff, the better we can serve our patients. So yes, releasing, letting go. I love
it. Then people can connect with you. You have a free ebook, right? Drive ebook. We'll put the link for it in the podcast notes. So don't try to write it down if you're driving and listening to this. But tell us about the Get Naked or Thrive ebook.
Okay. Yes. Well, the Get Naked, I think the ebook is like the three keys to increasing your heart account. The Get Naked to Thrive is an online course. I take my clients through the whole 1 day seminar in which are the people interested. We go through all the steps, which is acceptance of what is and all the exercises that come with it, because we have to strip down the layers. Then we reflect on how we got here. We remove past conditioning, we remove past traumas, we see how it has served us so we can balance it out. Then we getting naked is about letting go further, right? Of the mask, of the resentments, of the damaging self-inflicting things we do to ourselves, so we can increase this heart account of self-love and have enough clarity and certainty to then take the steps to fulfill our purpose and our dreams. So that is a whole 12 module course that I have created doing my one day seminars. And just this next Saturday, I have a one day seminar in my office. For the first time, I'm doing it in Spanish because I want to record it and also bless the Spanish people here in Miami. But that is pretty booked, so I'm not talking about that. But yes, the Get Naked to Thrive is an online course. It's 12 modules. And I'm here to help you along the way. Also, when you buy the course, you get free coaching from me. So yeah, it's just this guidance to go through that hard steps, which is personal growth. It's not that personal, you have to change because you're perfect just the way you are. But when we release, we let that beauty shine even brighter, and then we live happier and more free.
Outstanding, outstanding. And another thing that you have, I mean, you have so many things going on. It's amazing to put all this energy out. And I know it's because you have so much to give and want to give more. So you also have your one day Get Naked experience. So that's coming up, I believe.
Yes.
And like, again, does anybody get naked at that?
Sometimes people, honestly, it depends how the temperature is in the room. Comfortable. So sometimes it gets a little warmer, but people do get naked. Actually, on this one day events, people have to sign, a confidential letter, and we put away our phones. I mean, we turn them off. Not for the word. We turn them off and they're gone in a basket. And people really open up about their past and about their things. And so, yes, people do get naked emotionally. And it's a very in-depth kind of work. And you will never leave the same. So you start seeing your image in the mirror at the beginning and setting the intention for the day. And at the end, that mirror image will be totally different, and you will leave with the tools necessary to thrive in whatever it is that you want, or at least the clarity to know what are the next steps that you can now take because you are free of the weight. We have unpacked that backpack and that emotionally charged heart that sometimes we carry with no that is not serving you or serving anybody else. So yes, that Get Naked experience is coming up now, April 27th. That is going to be in Spanish in my office, but I take small groups. So that small group is almost filled. And I think I have only like 2 steps, but this will be air probably.
Well, so people can still get in on that. So we'll make sure that link.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Yes, for sure. But it's only in Spanish because I'm recording it in Spanish just so I can get the modules as well in Spanish and have that tool available for Spanish-speaking people, which is almost my first language. That's why, so forgive my English, which has such a heavy accent according to my children. Mom, you're getting worse with age. But it's okay. This is me being naked, raw, and real. And apparently, yes, I need to practice more English.
Well, and let me ask you this, because this is a little bit delving deeper. And you mentioned at your programs, and I applaud you for this, to have, like, we put our cell phones away, right? And you and I are one, you know, we lived our life in a world without cell phones. There's a growing population that did not live their life without cell phones, right? So why the importance of that? I think that's beautiful. And why?
The importance of just being raw?
No, not having cell phones in your program.
Not having cell phones because you don't have the distraction. The thing is that we have, almost everybody has ADHD to a certain degree. It's sad to say, but I've been, I'm training myself to go like 30 minutes without a phone, or when I'm writing the book, or when I'm doing everything. We have to train our brain to just let go of this constant up and down input that we get from our phones. So obviously, if you want to go deep into those layers of your heart, those layers of your soul, you cannot have those distractions. You really focus. Because what happens when we do deep work, it gets uncomfortable. And the first thing your body's going to tell you, hey, look at that phone. Oh my God, I think there's somewhere I need to be. It's normal. It is very normal. How many seminars have we taken, or where I wanted to punch pretty much the leader because he's getting me so uncomfortable in looking at my stuff. So yes, having those cell phones is extremely, extremely important. Mm-hmm. And I actually teach my Get Naked clients that it is important to go without cell phones at least once a week or every day, have a window of no cell phones for a few hours before you go to sleep or whatever it is. It's a cleansing of your soul. It is really listening. I always say meditation is listening to God and prayer is talking to God. Right. So when you are without a phone, you are more aware, your channels become more open for you to actually hear the message.
Right.
So, yes.
Yes, there are some more important messages than the notifications that are popping up.
Oh, yes. And we are guilty. Hey,
well, you know, I do. It's a work to not pay attention. Like I tell people like to not use Facebook Messenger because I don't want that constant having to reply. I get it.
It's so crazy. And honestly, I love vacations or a time where I have like 3 days that I have no access to my cell phone. I like it because I also need to withdraw from it because I'm so constantly and I want to serve and I want to help and I want to answer people. And, you know, it's all this thing, but we need to take care of ourselves first.
Right.
This is so important. And part of taking care of yourself and loving yourself so you can get strong in order to serve others is detaching and disconnecting from this little gadget that is just, you know, that you just hear, you know, just like, I'm like, put it away.
Yeah, because that small messages don't stop. So much attention. And there's a big screen out there that's so much more important than the little screen.
And your kids and everything is happening and we're not looking up to see it. I love growing up without a cell phone. I did not get my first cell phone until I was 25 years old. Mm-hmm. So I am very proud to say that my kids cannot conceive that, but it doesn't matter. I love seeing that because I got to go through life just seeing.
Well, I beat you because I was 30 when I got my first phone.
Oh, you beat me. I was so proud of myself.
But anyway, you do mission trips. You have a first ever mission trip to the Dominican the week before Mile High.
Yes.
That's so exciting. I personally have never been to the Dominican. I really want to get to go. It's on my bucket list. Why a mission trip? Why do you do mission trips? What's the value? What do you appreciate about it?
Actually, I've been doing mission trips to Cairo Mission for 11 years now.
Wow.
And my first mission trip was a bucket list item. Just so you know, I had been in practice 10 years and it had been on my bucket list. And I decided to just, the first mission trip that passed my way, I literally booked it with less than 2 weeks in advance. I didn't think it through. I just said, let's do it. And I just pretty much went on this trip, which I have always loved chiropractic and be passionate about it. But the way that you see chiropractic in the mission trips is almost totally different. It gives you a totally new perspective of what it can be and how we get so much in the way of this awesome thing called chiropractic and the adjustment. So when you're on a mission trip, all walls are gone.
Mm-hmm.
All preconceptions, all judgment, all everything is gone. It's just you, your hands, and this being that is totally open to receive what you got. They're already healed by the time they sit in front of you because they have been walking a long time to come see you. They are visualizing this healing. It's just so beautiful. So I got addicted. I don't know, but I just saw the spark that I had not seen in a while. And before I knew it, I got involved. And I remember telling the leaders back then, my friend JC Dornick, and I told them, listen, I can't do this. This is volunteer work. I have a practice, 2 small children. I cannot do this. Find yourself a student that has the energy and time. And he's like, no, we want you. And so it happened and my arm got twisted into it and I've been doing it ever since. And I just love to facilitate this transformation for people that go, that have never been on a mission trip. I love to see the miracles of the people that receive it because it's just so beautiful, so clean. No words, no tools, no laws, no nothing. It's just the beauty, the love, and that's it. So I just created a brand new mission trip, which is we have been going to the Dominican Republic, but this is to the capital, Santo Domingo, and it's going to be August 7th through the 11th. Yes, before my high, and I schedule it just particularly to be this way. So please sign up. It's going to be a small group because it's my first time. We're going to be working with this nun that has this beautiful mission over there. And I trust the nuns lots. And yeah, I'm super excited. I was just on the phone with her last night until like 10 p.m. And we're gathering all the details. So it's going to be small, but deep. And we're going to work hard. And I'm sure your hearts are going to open up to ways that you never even imagined.
That's so outstanding. I'm so inspired by all the things that you're doing to give more and to serve more. I'm going to make sure that in our notes, there's a link for the podcast, your email,
yes,
event, so people can get more connected to you so they can get naked more often. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a date getting naked. I mean, we should put a few of us and just, you know, be there. We let the bubbles cover it all, but just get naked and raw. And when all the walls, this is why I love taking leaders on my mission trips, because we always take a main leader to be our speaker. Mm-hmm. And we have taken people, Patrick DinTempo. I got to hang out with him for like 4 days. This is a big blessing. And we have taken all these leaders. And I love when you get uncomfortable, these leaders, just, you know, all this space is just built and you just see the awesomeness. That's mm-hmm. it. I mean, there is no titles, there's no, I love it. I guess probably one of the things I do with these mission trips, and I take these leaders down with me because I want to see their true light shine through, and it's just beautiful. So I can't wait.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Yeah. So again, I'm so grateful for all that you're doing to help fuel chiropractic teams and the public through all these avenues to express your truth, your values, and your love for health and well-being in rawness, okay? And we look forward to seeing everybody at the Mile High Weekend. It's Mile High 7, all right? So we're going to have a James Bond theme, which is going to be outstanding. And you can learn more about it at www.riseuptomilehigh.com. Use the savings code MHPODCAST. Get there. You know you want to be there. Bring your team. You always bring your team to events, because if you want a stellar team, you've got to get them dialed into chiropractic, right? It changes their life and helps better change the lives of the people that you take care of. We look forward to having you rise up. And Dr. Ora, I'm so appreciative of everything that you're doing to share chiropractic. And I want to encourage people to get naked with Dr. Ora more often. Okay, so thank you so much, everyone, and keep changing spines and lives and minds with chiropractic. Like our page on Facebook, www.facebook.com/milehighchiro.